So we're doing Mishlei, the 29th chapter, and we're up to Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the 23rd Pasuk. Da'avat Adam tashpilehenu ushfal ruach yitmoch kavod. A person's pride is what will ultimately bring him down. No one likes a person who's haughty. So if a person goes around and tells people, well, I'm this and I'm that, so they will be quick to find something wrong with him. Ultimately, his pride is what brings him down. Ushfal ruach. But a person who is lowly in his spirit, he is not proud. Itmoch kavod, he is quick to come to honor, because people like a person who is modest and of a lowly spirit. Another understanding is ushfaluach, a person who is modest, itmoch kavod, he supports other people's honor. He doesn't feel threatened by it. A person who is proud, so he's threatened with when other people get compliments. A person who's modest, if he hears someone getting a compliment, he'll add to that compliment. Yitmoch kavod. He is supportive of honor. Cholek in ganav, sonei nafsho, ala yishma, velo yagid. If a person divides with the thief, so he's not the thief himself, but he's his partner. He keeps the car running. Shlomo HaMelech says, sonei nafsho, he hates his own soul. Because he's going to hurt himself. He's deceiving himself. Ala yishma, he'll hear someone testify falsely, velo yagid, and he won't say. And our sages say it means even if they force him to testify, they'll tell him, promise you don't know anything about it. He won't say anything. Even though it's at the cost of a false testimony, which is a very weighty sin. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the things that destroy the world if a person swears falsely. But nonetheless, when a person has his hand in the pot, when he's also gaining from the thievery, so he'll testify falsely. Allah yishma, he'll hear them make a promise over him. Do you solemnly swear you know nothing about it? V'lo yagid, he won't say any testimony, because he's cholekim ganav, he's dividing with the thief. Childat Adam yiten mokesh uvoteach badonai yesugave. A person's fear of his own sin, that's really his stumbling block. Or a person's fear that he's always worried, maybe tomorrow will be a bad day, I can't give any charity. So he's worried, how can I help other people? I have to take care of myself. A person's fear, that's what's going to bring him down. And over here, the simple understanding is problematic, that a person's fear brings him down, because Shlomo HaMelech said, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamim, phrased as a person who's always scared. So here we have to understand the difference between Charada and Pachad. There's Pachad, which is fear of something that's worth being scared of. And then there's charada, which is just fear that has nothing to do with something that's real. It's in his own mind. So if a person has, he's developed his own fears, so that's going to be a stumbling block for him. And part of it is that he's always scared. Well, maybe I'll, maybe the car won't start tomorrow morning. Maybe, who knows what? A person imagines all kinds of fears, and they really stem from the fact that he feels like he doesn't have enough control in his life. So there comes a point where a person has to say, you know, I did my best. Uvotech ma'ashem. A person who has faith in Hashem, the proper faith, real faith, yesugav. That person, he has protection. That person has strength. So that's one possible understanding in the pasuk. Another, okay, we'll leave it at that. Yes, you're the but in Zman. Yeah, but this, we've had many classes on what's correct with the Chon. Throughout Parashas, we were discussing
if you
this.
You have something like, you know, on the tip of your tongue that you think you'd add, I would like to hear.
Okay, so.
It seemed like you had something, but it was the same, and then, like, I felt that was about
so. There are two types of fear. There's a very important Ralbag over here. The Ralbag says like this: Ve'omnam ha'ish abotech ba'Hashem. But a person who really has faith from Hashem, ve'ino mitpached midavar be'otzem bitchono ba'Hashem, and he's not scared of something because he has great bitachon in Hashem. Ve'afilu b'ma sh'ro'i lefached mimenu be'ofen ma. Bitachon is not something that a person says, I have faith, so I don't have to do anything. Bitachon is that he has faith that God is running the world and nothing wrong will happen to him if it's not supposed to happen. And that gives him strength to contend and protect himself. People think that bitachon means, I don't have to do anything, God's running the world. No. Bitachon says the Rabbag, Boteach b'Hashem yisugav. If he has real bitachon, then he'll take protection. You find David the Melech. He had so much faith in Hashem. Vayitchazek David belokav. He had koach with Hashem, and he ran. When he saw he couldn't protect his life, he ran. When he had to, he fought. He did his ishtadlut. People misunderstand the pasuk. But bitachon is probably the most misused concept nowadays. People go down a road where they might get killed and they say, I have faith in Hashem. What does faith have anything to do with it? People who had faith use that faith not to be scared, but to act in an intelligent way. They didn't say, well, I could risk my life because I have bitachon. They said the contrary. I have bitachon, so I'm going to have strength to stand up to something that should scare the wits out of me, and I'll protect myself. So the Maccabim who had bitachon could stand up and fight the war against all odds. Bitachon doesn't mean you don't fight. Bitachon doesn't mean you don't run. Bitachon means you have that strength to stand up to something that's very fearful, and you stand up without fear because you know God's running the world. But you do what you have to do. Rabim mevakshim pnei Moshe'el umei Adonai mishpatish. Many people seek out the ruler. They want him to judge. And Shlomo HaMelech says that you have to know that at the end of the day, God decides what's going to happen to you. You say, well, he wasn't fair, he was fair. Yeah, God will take him to task if he wasn't fair. But remember that God caused that to happen to you. There's a reason why it happened. Chazal tell us no one gets a position of even to be the head of the garden, unless God wanted him appointed to that position. So if he had the capacity, if one person within his b'chirah chofshit had the capacity to harm someone else, God gave him that capacity. So that's a very complex concept within free will. How could it be that he has the right to hurt someone else? Chazal say, yes, God gives people capacity to hurt one another. That's something that's decided in heaven. To'avat tzadikim ish ahavel. The tzaddikim are disgusted with a person who is evil. They want to distance themselves from that. And the wicked are disgusted with a person who's honest. They want to distance themselves from him.